Hello and welcome to Understory, WA's only environmental radio show. I'm Tom Wilson. This week I talk with Ian Lowe, one of Australia's leading environmental scientists and champions of a sustainable future for this country. I was specifically interested in hearing Ian's version of the Australian government's successive failures to properly tackle climate change. So this is what I was mainly talking to him about in the interview.
Well, under John Howard, Australia was in denial about climate change and supporting George Bush in refusing to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. And we all cheered when Kevin Rudd was elected in 2007 because his first act as Prime Minister was to announce the government would ratify Kyoto, and he was given a rapturous welcome at the Bali Conference of Parties to the Climate Change Convention when he announced that Australia was rejoining the world community. And his initial carbon pollution reduction scheme had some good points and some bad points. The good points was that it positioned Australia in the region of 5 to 25% reduction in our carbon dioxide emissions. The bad points were that it was a slow start and very generous concessions to the big polluters. Kevin Rudd then watered the scheme down considerably in trying to get support from the coalition for it, and he made several concessions to the then Malcolm Turnbull-led coalition in the hope of getting bipartisan support. And he had support from Malcolm Turnbull, who famously said that he wouldn't lead a major party that was in denial about the most important problem facing the world. But
he didn't last long.
The forces of darkness within the Liberal Party wanted to be in denial about the most important problem facing the world, and famously Tony Abbott, who had said only a few weeks before that climate change was crap, was elected as leader on a platform of denial, which is where he still is. And there are front benches and back benches within the Liberal Party who are still in denial about the science, still saying that they don't think the planet is warming, or if it is, humans aren't to blame, and even if they were, we shouldn't do anything about it if it slows down economic growth. Kevin Rudd, I think, misjudged the electorate, because the backroom boys from the New South Wales branch of the Labor Party told him that their focus groups were saying that the carbon pollution reduction scheme was unpopular, and rather than calling a double dissolution